This is Carrie Hoffer interviewing Pat Brady at his home on March 28, 1996. He says that his duty is his life and his neighbor too. We were just talking about when you threw down the camera. See, how old were you when you were allowed to date and you were allowed to do things?
Probably 13, 14. Okay. First kiss I ever got was in church. We went to McCoy United Methodist Church, I'll never forget. And me and the preacher's daughter walked to the back of the church and I got killed.
The preacher's daughter?
Yeah.
How old were you?
14.
Tell all your babies about it?
Hmm?
You tell all your babies about it?
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody.
You kissed some tails?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do on dates?
What did we do on dates?
Uh-huh.
No, we went to the drive-in theaters, and this is, after we got old enough to drive, we went to drive-in theaters, went parking. We used to go to the Black Graveyard and park.
To the Black Graveyard?
And we
were on top of it.
Well, that was just a pretty
place. What were the trends and fashions then? What were they doing at Pussy?
The white bucks and Elvis Presley was going on. They had the long sideburns.
Did you keep your hair in a flat top or did you let it down?
Really loose. No, we had a flat top with duck tails. We pushed it all back and made a duck tail back here. It was flat on top. We'd take our white bucks and we'd put the iodine in the white shoe polish and turn them pink. All kinds of crazy shit.
Is that really bleeding yet?
We always had a collar turned up. Back then they had the white jeans and the light blue jeans. That was a big thing, you know. And the girls, they wore the hoop skirts and
Saddle lock,
bobby socks, and we had sock hops, and parties at different people's houses, we'd play spin the bottle.
All the things we see on TV now about the fishies, all the dancing stuff, and you really dance like that, and you do all that stuff.
Get a bird, well, we could do it.
Oh, you could do it, huh?
Well, I'm a good dancer, everybody wants to dance. That was a big thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You have school dances?
Do the bop.
Mm-hmm. You have school dances?
Yeah. Bop top 52.
That was 52.
Oh, yeah, they'd have them in the gymnasium.
Uh-huh.
You had to pull your shoe off because the gym floor was through, and you had to crack the floor, so you had to. We had taps on our shoes back then. When you walk, it made a lot of racket.
Uh-huh.
You had to pull your shoes off.
So that's not called a sock top.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
You danced in your socks.
That's deep.
When you go home, your socks were black.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We all wore white socks.
Uh-huh.
My mother was always too pretty. Give me a rough time.
What did you enjoy doing during your spare time? What did you enjoy being and doing? What do you enjoy now?
I guess I'm just lazy. I didn't like doing that.
Yeah, did you play sports?
Very little. I like the girls. I let the boys play the sports and I take the girls.
Uh-huh. What do you enjoy now?
I paint some and all art.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little woodworking. Cut a lot of that young grass. I play golf. I love to play golf. My day off is hard to find somebody to play with, but I love to play golf. Not very good, but I like to play.
Well, how old are you?
In fact, I got 2 tickets right now to the Masters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I may let John have it.
Uh-huh. How old are you when you got married?
26.
Yeah, 4 girls.
4 girls. I don't know how to survive.
I don't either.
Especially with your mother.
I know,
lady. We argue every mealtime we have now.
I believe it, because that's the way we argue.
She wouldn't study, and she was hard-headed. We'd argue, and Dick and Dina, they would try to hide their peas. They didn't like peas. And they'd hide them, and I'd catch them. We had a rough time. But they were good girls.
What are some everyday necessities that you can think of that you had then that we don't have? I mean, that you had then that we don't have now, or that you didn't have then and we do have now?
Necessities?
Well, but we think we're necessity. I mean, like, to a lot of people, it's really a necessity now.
Yeah, well, we didn't. We probably, when TVs first come out, my father, we were the only one in the neighborhood, I guess, the first one in the neighborhood down Knox County that had a TV. And boy, every Saturday, all the kids congregated at our house, you know. And Mother always made either hamburgers or hot dogs on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
That was lunch. And of course, all the kids loved that. You know, we'd have hot dogs and hamburgers and watch Howdy Doody. And I can't remember some of the other shows. Lawrence Welk, I remember he was on, I think. Howdy Doody, and a lot of Western shows, mm-hmm. You know, like Gene Autry, and Roy Rogers, and Flash LaRue, and I can't remember. But our reception wasn't good at all. You know, back then they didn't have cable, and no antennas, all we had. And we were right between two mountains, and the signal came from Birmingham, and it just went right over us.
Uh-huh.
And our antenna, we couldn't raise it high enough to catch it. And it'd be real snowy, you was barely could see it, and of course you knew it was television, but
uh-huh.
You barely see it, and it was snowy, and of course you could hear their voices. And it was a big deal.
Well, how old were you when you joined the
Navy? I was just turned, well, I was officially turned 18. I just got out of high school. And that was a big decision. There were four or five of us going to go, all the boys in the neighborhood in Weaver. We were all going to join the Navy together. And of course, that was our little group that ran around together. Gary Hall, Welcome Neighbors, Tommy McCullers. Anyway, he's the only one that got in with me and myself. Anyway, we all decided we were going in the Navy, and we went down and took the test. And Welton, bless his heart, he was always kind of slow. And we had to take a written test in Anniston. And poor Welton copied our paper, and he got in, you know, on that. But then they sent us to Montgomery for our physicals, and they gave us a bunch of battery tests down there, and they lined us up alphabetical order, and Welton was stuck way in the back. His name was Neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Mine was Brady, and Gary Hall, and McCullers, and he was stuck by himself uh-huh. down there, and poor Welton couldn't pass the test.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy Richardson, that guy was. But anyway, everybody got down there, and then they backed out, all of us except me and Jimmy Richardson. And so we went to boot camp. We had to go to Birmingham. We got sworn in there, and I will never forget that. The state fair was going on. Did I tell you about that? And anyway, the state fair was going, so me and Jimmy, we didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we picked to go to San Diego, California the next day. And the state fair was going on, and we wanted to go to the fair, so we climbed the fence, and I got right on top and fell and split my britches wide open. It's the only pair of pants I had.
What did you do?
I just held them together, that's all I could do. Just tore the leg of my britches out. And anyway, next day we got on a plane. Back then they didn't have jets like they do now. It was a big old four-engine prop plane, and I'd never been on an airplane. We'd never been out of Anniston very much, you know. And got up there and it got kind of bumpy, you know, and I got sick, got air sick, thought I was going to die. I knew I'd made a mistake then.
Uh-huh.
And then we got to San Diego, and I'll never forget that. We got off the plane, this old chief warrant officer met us, and he told us, you so-and-so, you don't speak to anybody, you don't talk to anybody, you're in the Navy now. Anyway, they threw us in this old cattle car, I guess you'd call it, and took us to the base, and didn't give us anything. They gave us a sheet. Of course, it had a different name. I won't say what it was.
Okay.
Anyway, you slide it over your mattress, and they didn't give us a blanket or anything. And in the Navy, everything was half mast. The windows were half mast. They were open. And cold, they wouldn't let you sleep in your clothes. You had to strip down to your underwear, you know.
Why did they do that?
Well, it was just a policy.
Making sense?
I don't know, but all I had on was my underwear and my jockey shorts, and I like to go to bed. I can't stand it. It'd get cold. Anyway, next morning at 4 o'clock, they had us up marching and getting shots, and it was terrible. Terrible.
The big
It was awful. And they gave us, I'll never forget the first payday I got $15. And of course, we couldn't spend it anymore.
I'm sorry, I didn't pay that
either. They finally let us go to the GDOC, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And I got a hamburger and a Coke. I will never forget that.
And that was a GDOC.
And that's like a Dairy Queen.
Okay.
You got hamburgers and hot dogs.
Okay.
In the Navy, everything had different names, you know, like the walls were bulkheads and the floors were decks and the overhead was, the ceiling was overhead, the bathroom was a head. That's what they called a head. It wasn't a bathroom, it was a head. Water fountain was a, dang, I can't remember that. But everything had a different name.